These are the most popular Netflix shows and movies, according to Netflix, by Mahita Gajanan. Netflix has earned a reputation for a couple of things. First, releasing a seemingly endless scroll of series and movies, and second, rarely sharing how many people watch said entertainment. Over the last few years, Netflix has selectively shared some viewership details, offering limited peeks into the way its internal system works. These revelations, sometimes offered via social media and sometimes in the company's quarterly earnings reports, have prompted some criticism. For one thing, Netflix does not employ an outside agency to track its viewership. For another, the numbers are often provided in what feels like a vacuum, lacking the context necessary to judge whether the streaming service's programs are successful. While television networks offer their own analyses of viewership, they also rely on independent firms like Nielsen, which provide viewership data across multiple channels. While Nielsen has also tracked Netflix data since 2017 and has backed up some of Netflix's own claims about its viewership, the streaming service has dismissed the company's findings. Without independent analysis or additional context, questions have arisen over the accuracy of Netflix's claims and the way the platform counts its viewers. The company said it is counting views as household accounts that chose to watch and did watch for at least 2 minutes of a title in its fourth quarter earnings announcement released in January 2020. Under the new viewership measurements, Netflix says its new fantasy series, The Witcher, is on track to be its biggest first season of a television series ever, with 76 million member households watching at least 2 minutes of the show. Previously, Netflix measured views as one member account watching at least 70% of a movie or series episode. Timing also varies in measuring how many people watch something on Netflix. Numbers could reveal the total viewers after 1 week or 1 month. Alternatively, some data shared by Netflix comprise projections of what a project is expected to garner in views. Netflix's spate of original movies also complicates the numbers story the company is telling. The streaming service's latest films, like The Irishman, Marriage Story, and The King, were released in a limited run in theaters before they became available on streaming, and information on box office performance has not been released by the company. There is no publicly available box office data for the platform's multiple Oscar-winning Roma, which saw a brief run in theaters before arriving on the platform last year. In December, Netflix head of original films, Scott Stuber, told Variety the company is working on a way to make its streaming data more transparent. "You'll see more numbers from us, more transparency, more articulation of what's working and not," he said, "because we recognize it's important, sometimes to the creative community. It's important to the press. It's important to everything. So we were definitely headed in that direction as a company." Stuber added that Netflix wants to release data in a way that gives audiences and media the right context to evaluate a movie's success. "I just need us to get good at it so we can be precise," he said. Still, the numbers that trickle out of Netflix do provide some insight into what the company is willing to make public and what it considers its flagship shows and movies. Namely, Netflix appears to share results when certain projects do particularly well or set new viewership records, and the latest round of numbers, which arrived on October 16th with the company's Q3 earnings report, are the last to be shared before two new competitors, Apple Plus and Disney Plus, wade into the streaming wars in November. Here are the most popular Netflix series and movies, according to Netflix, bearing in mind that many of the numbers below were measured over unequal periods of time. Orange is the New Black, 2013 to 2019, 105 million views. With the release of its seventh and last season in July 2019, Netflix said 105 million households watched at least one episode of the show over the course of its run, making the series its most watched original ever. The show's popularity was echoed in an independent poll commissioned by Moffat Nathanson earlier in 2019, in which users named Orange their favorite Netflix show, followed by Stranger Things. The Witcher, 2019, 76 million views. The fantasy series starring Henry Cavill drew 76 million views in its first 4 weeks on Netflix, according to the company's fourth quarter earnings report. The number comes with a caveat. Netflix has changed how it defines views, from counting accounts that watched at least 70% of a single episode of a series to accounts that watched a show for at least 2 minutes. Under the new metric, The Witcher becomes Netflix's most-watched first season of TV ever, according to the company. Murder Mystery, 2019, 73 million views. Also in July, Netflix said its Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston vehicle amassed 73 million views worldwide in 4 weeks. The company said the movie was the most successful film from its partnership with Sandler. The actor and comedian signed a four-film deal with Netflix in 2017, adding on to a four-movie deal made between the company and his Happy Madison Productions in 2014. In 2016, Netflix said The Ridiculous Six, one of the films from the Happy Madison Productions deal, was one of the most watched original films to debut on the platform. Stranger Things Season 3, 2016 to the present, 64 million views. Netflix said in October that 64 million member households watched the third season of its hit series Stranger Things in the season's first 4 weeks on the platform. According to Netflix, it's the most watched season to date. Triple Frontier, 2019, 63 million views. IndieWire reports the high-budget film, which counts stars like Ben Affleck and Oscar Isaac among its cast and cost $115 million to make, earned 63 million views, according to a statement from Netflix's chief content officer, Ted Sarandos. The Perfect Date, 2019, 48 million views. The Noah Centineo rom-com, which followed his breakout 2018 role in Netflix's To All the Boys I've Loved Before, was watched by 48 million accounts in 4 weeks, Netflix said in July. Bird Box, 2018, 45 million views. The Sandra Bullock-led thriller was watched by more than 45 million accounts in its first week on the platform, Netflix said in December 2018. The Umbrella Academy, 2019 to the present, 45 million views. Netflix said in April that its series, The Umbrella Academy, earned 45 million views in its first 4 weeks. Money Heist, La Casa de Papel, 2017 to the present, 44 million views. Netflix said in its third quarter earnings report for 2019 that the third season of the Spanish crime show Money Heist became the most-watched series in its non-English language regions, with 44 million accounts watching. Tall Girl, 2019, 41 million views. A film about a particularly tall high school girl navigating her insecurities, Tall Girl was watched by 41 million households in its first 28 days on Netflix, the company said in October. The Highwaymen, 2019, 40 million views. The Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson-led drama about the Texas Rangers tasked with tracking down Bonnie and Clyde was projected in April to earn 40 million views in its first month. You, 2018 to the present, 40 million views. The Lifetime original series starring Penn Badgley as a stalker swelled in viewership when it was picked up by Netflix in December last year, with more than 40 million members watching the show in its first 4 weeks, Netflix said in January. Sex Education, 2019 to the present, 40 million views. The charming British series in which teens and adults alike navigate the awkwardness of sex was watched by 40 million accounts in its first month, Netflix said in January. Secret Obsession, 2019, 40 million views. Also in October 2019, Netflix said 40 million households tuned into its Brenda Song-starring thriller, Secret Obsession, in its first 4 weeks on the platform. Our Planet, 2019, 33 million views. In its second quarter earnings report revealed in July, Netflix said 33 million households tuned in to the nature documentary, surpassing the 25 million views the company had projected. According to Netflix, Our Planet is now the service's most watched original documentary series. Always Be My Maybe, 2019, 32 million. The rom-com starring Ali Wong and Randall Park found 32 million views in its first 4 weeks, according to Netflix's July report. Unbelievable, 2019, 32 million views. Based on a 2015 article from ProPublica and the Marshall Project about a real-life serial rapist, the series Unbelievable, starring Toni Collette, Merritt Weaver, and Caitlin Dever, was watched by 32 million member households in its first 28 days on Netflix, the company said in its third quarter report released in October. Dead to Me, 2019 to the present, 30 million views. The twisty series, starring Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini, as two women who meet in a bereavement group, garnered 30 million views in its first month, Netflix said in July. Otherhood, 2019, 29 million views. The movie about a trio of mothers, Patricia Arquette, Angela Bassett, Felicity Huffman, who feel forgotten by their children, found an audience of 29 million households in its first 4 weeks streaming, Netflix said in October. The Irishman, 2019, 26.4 million views. Martin Scorsese's The Irishman was viewed by 26.4 million member households in its first week on Netflix, according to content chief Ted Sarandos, who said he anticipates that 40 million households will watch the film in its first month while speaking at the UBS Global TMT Conference on December 10th. Sarandos revealed a peek into The Irishman's performance on the platform less than a week after Nielsen announced the film brought in 17.1 million viewers in its first 5 days on Netflix. El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, 2019, 25.7 million views. The follow-up to the highly acclaimed AMC show Breaking Bad picks up where the series finale left off 6 years ago, focusing on what happens to the character Jesse Pinkman, Aaron Paul, as he flees his old life in pursuit of a better one. Netflix said in October that 25,734,392 households watched the movie, which launched October 11th, both on the platform and in a limited number of theaters, in its first 7 days on the service. Netflix revealed the viewership data after Nielsen estimated that about 8.2 million viewers tuned in to El Camino after its opening weekend. When They See Us, 2019, 25 million views. Directed by Ava DuVernay, the series about the Central Park Five case drew 25 million views in its first 4 weeks, Netflix said in its earnings report in July. DuVernay said in June 2019 that more than 23 million people had watched the series. Fire, The Greatest Party That Never Happened, 2019, 20 million views. One of two competing documentaries about the disastrous Fire Festival, the other one came out on Hulu, Netflix's take on the music festival That Wasn't found 20 million views in its first month, the company said in April. Elite, 2018 to the present, 20 million views. In January, Netflix said the Spanish-language series about working-class students who attend a private school got more than 20 million views in its first 4 weeks.